The bottom of the Vav Aleph that Amalei Rav Chanan Papa didacht Amis Pius Balchav Mitzvah. According to you, that you hold the Pius Balchav is a mitzvah. So in other words, it's mavur from the Gemara that according to him, Pius Balchav is not, you don't have to pay because of the Shibut, but just a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, like mitzvah Sluav, any other mitzvah. So if you hold a Pius Balchav is a mitzvah, so Amr Lo Nichale Diavon Mitzvah Mai, what's the din? If the guy says, I don't want to do a mitzvah, I don't want to do this mitzvah Saseh, could we force him to do the mitzvah Saseh or not? And the Gemara goes on to say that we're kaifin ala mitzvahs. But it's mavur from the Gemara that according to the Malam or Pius Bachav Mitzvah, it's just a mitzvah ba'alma. It's not the chiv to pay the chayv. It's like any other mitzvah saseh. It's not because of the shibud. It's like a mitzvah like any other mitzvah saseh. So based upon this, Reb Chaim over here in the stencils asks the Peldik Akasha that he heard v'shem a gadol achad. He says, if that's true, then we have a big problem. Because by mitzvah saseh, the din is that hamavaz is alivaz is yosem mechaymish. The Ramah Paskins and Tavrish and Vav, that you don't have to pay more than a chaymish to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh. So he says, let's say you owe somebody money, and the amount of money that you owe him is more than a chaymish of your nechassim. So lechay should be able to say, if you hold Pius Balchay mitzvah, then I'm patur from paying. I don't have to pay you because I don't have to give more than a chaymish for a mitzvah, and be about the only thing that's mechami to pay is the mitzvah. So if it's more than a chaymish, I should be patur from paying. And then it comes out a big problem that no one would ever have to pay their chay whenever it's more than a chaymish min nechassim, and avada lo shamanu such a thing. So what is the pshat? Why are you mechayiv to pay the chay if it's more than a chaymish from your nechassim? And Ayin Sham Reb Chaim, he says, a teretz. But I was thinking perhaps you could answer this kasha LP a yasid, just be mocked of another kasha, the Bir Lachi asked a kasha that the Gemara in Kiddushin has a shiloh if you have only have five slime, and the question is should you be paida your son or be paida yourself if you were never nifta, which one is kaidim? Does your mitzvah pinin aben come first or the mitzvah pinin aben of your son? So frek the Bir Halacha, if all you have is five slime, then obviously that's more than a chaymish of your nechassim. And you shouldn't have to pay for anyone. You're not supposed to give up more than a chemish of your nechassim to do a mitzvah. So if all you have is five slime, why are you mechuyev to give it to anyone, not yourself, not your son? The chay should be patel legamre because of this din of hamavazes, alivazes, yosem mechemish. And I was thinking that maybe you could say that this din of alivazes, yosem mechemish, which means I don't have to give up more than a chemish to be mekayim a mitzvah, that's only if the chiyev tashlumin for the mitzvah is something external to the mitzvah itself. It's not the chef shel mitzvah, the mitzvah is something else, but you have to pay, it's a chitimsa, to be able to get the mitzvah. So the mashal by lulav or esek, over there the tashulman is not shaykh to the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah is to take a lulav, but not the lulav to take an esek. It just happens to be that if I don't have an esek or lulav, I need to pay money in order to get it. So the money is a chitimsa to get the mitzvah. So in such a case, we say, I'm not mechuyev to give up more than a certain amount of my nechassim, I don't have to give up more than a chaymish to attain that lulav or that esek. But when you have a mitzvah where the tashlumin is not a hechitimsa to get the mitzvah, but that is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is to do a maisa tashlumin, then there's no din of alivazes yosem mechemish. Over there, the Torah is saying, I want you to pay this amount of money. So being that the mitzvah itself is to pay, then avada, even if it's more than a chemish, you have to do it, and this tour of chemish will not apply. So by the mitzvah of pinin aben l'mashal, over there, the mitzvah itself is to do a tashlumin, to pay five slime. So the fact that that might be more than a chemish of nechassim doesn't make a difference because the mitzvah itself is to pay. Whenever the chepta of the mitzvah itself is a ma'isa tashlumin, then the din of chemish doesn't apply. And in kenim hadvarim, that would answer the Reb Chaim's kasha over here as well, that even if you hold pirus b'chayim mitzvah and only the mitzvah is mechayiv to pay, but the mitzvah itself is to pay. The payment over here is not something external to the mitzvah. It's not a davar study. It is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is to do a ma'isa tashlumin on whatever the chayiv happens to be. So whenever that is the side of the mitzvah, about it, there's no p'tur of chemish. And you would have to pay even though it's more than a chaymish of nechassim, and that could be the hesber why the p'tur of alivazes yosem mechaymish would not apply l'fi the mandam of the pirus b'chayiv mitzvah.